There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of one whose heart, loving heart, can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Most gracious and heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. Again, we thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. Day 15 of our 31 days of prayer, and we still yet find ourselves consistently and fervently seeking you in prayer. Your word encourages us and tells us that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, that it should be our purpose and our plans to pray with consistency, to pray with urgency, and to pray without doubt in our hearts. And the more we trust you, the more we seek your face, the more we put our faith and our hope in you, God, the more powerful, the more strength, the more you're able to move on our behalf, oh God, and to work things together for our good. We thank you that we have this opportunity to pray. God, you tell us in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint. Lord, that means that we should not give up, that we should find ourselves praying at all times. David says, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. But, Lord, he also could have said, I'm going to pray to the Lord at all times, because he had a direct connection or a direct relationship with you. He understood that when he fell short of your glory, Lord, that he needed to seek your face, Lord, and turn from his wicked ways. But, Lord, David didn't just cry out to you when he was in need, but David called upon you at all times. He sought your face. He sought your direction. He sought your wisdom at all times, Lord, and you and David had a great relationship. God, when the men had turned against him, when the people had come and God and burned up Ziklag, the Bible tells us that everyone turned against him, but David, he turned to you. He put his heart and focus in on you, and he consulted with you. God, he came and he asked you. He asked, he said, what should I do? Should I pursue them? He encouraged himself, and he took himself to you in prayer. And so, Lord, help us to have that mindset today, that we should find ourselves consistently and fervently in prayer, Lord, to build our relationship with you and to build our trust in you today. And in the day and times that we live in today, Lord, prayer is so needed, and prayer is still something that we need to do on a consistent basis. With the world waxing more and more evil, Lord, prayer is what will change things. Prayer is what will help bring us through. Prayer is what will help us to not lose hope and to keep our eyes and our focus in on you. Prayer is what will help us to keep our eyes on the prize instead of focusing on the little tricks and the traps of the devil. Lord, I pray this day that we won't become distracted. I pray today, God, that we won't become hopeless. Lord, I pray that your people everywhere, God, will keep our hearts and our minds focused in on you, because if we keep our minds and our hearts focused in on you, you promised in your word that you would keep us in perfect peace. I'm praying for your people, oh God, today. Oh God, that we won't lose hope, that we won't lose focus, that we would keep our eyes and our hearts and our minds stayed on you. God, the world is again waxing more and more evil. Oh God, and people, there's been a great falling away in the church. Oh, Lord, and people are losing hope. The world is in despair. But we have a promise, and we have the hope, oh, God. We have the hope that's built in you, oh, God, the trust, oh, God, the victory that comes with you. So we don't have to lose hope. We don't have to go into despair. God, we don't have to become fearful, because you have not given us that spirit of fear, but you've given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, God. And I thank you for that power that dwells in us. I thank you for that power that abides in us. I thank you for that power that's not about us, that is not our power or our might, but God, the power that comes from the indwelling of your spirit to help us to walk right, to help us to talk right, and help us to live right, God. It's your spirit that helps us to let our light shine. And Lord, we have to depend upon you today. And so we won't lean into our own understanding, Lord, but in all of our ways, we declare that we shall acknowledge you. We acknowledge that we are nothing without you. God, we acknowledge that we can't breathe or move or have our very being without you. Lord, we acknowledge, God, that you can't do anything, okay, that you can't do anything but fail. And so we look to you this morning, order the footsteps of your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and keep our eyes focused in on you. Lord, the enemy, he set up traps for us today. Oh, God, he has set up snares for us today. Oh, God, he has begun to form his weapons against us today. But, Lord, we stand this morning in prayer knowing that, God, no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. For Lord, we thank you for the victory right now. God, we thank you for helping us to be overcomers right now. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for allowing us to be the heads and not the tails, God. We thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord, I woke up this morning just to tell you thank you, and I love you, God, because you first loved me. I thank you, God, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for my sins. I thank you that his blood still works yet today. His blood still has not lost its power, so it still cleanses and it still makes whole, it still heals and it still delivers. The blood of Jesus Christ, it still sets free. And so I'm walking in under your anointing, I'm walking under your covering. I'm going ahead today that no matter what the enemy throws my way today, I'm more than a conqueror, and I already have the victory. And so since I know that I have the victory, Lord, I'm looking to you
the author and the finisher of my faith, the one who has begun this good work in me. I'm looking to you. Lord, help us to keep our eyes on the prize. Help us to keep our minds focused in on you. God, I understand that we're going to go through some trials and some tribulations. You already warned us in your word several times. James said, count it all joy, oh God, when you fall into diverse temptation. Another passage of scripture said, I can't remember it right now, Lord, but to not worry about temptations and trials that come our way. Spoke about it the other day. But we just need to know, Lord, that we in this life, we shall have tribulation. And so since we shall have tribulation, Lord, then we don't have to fret, nor do we have to fear, because you've already overcome this world. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Think it not strange when you fall into diverse temptations. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You've already warned us in your word and already declared it in your word that in this life we shall have trials. Lord, help us to remember your promises today. I want to pray, Lord, today that you would touch us right now, God, from the very crowns of our head to the soles of our feet, oh God, to be reminded or to be mindful of who we are and to be mindful and be reminded of who you are. The more we remember that, God, the more we'll know that we have nothing to fret. The more we'll remember that we have nothing to fear. The more we'll remember, God, that we can do all things. I want to say thank you, God, because you've called us to pray for not just ourselves, but you've called for us to pray for the nation. And, Lord, so we need to pray. You said if my people, which have been called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray. Lord, I pray for the people consistently during this time of prayer, Lord, because we can't be effective doing anything else if we're out of order or if we're out of shape or if we don't have the right mindset. Lord, we can't be the victors. We can't be the heads. We can't be the lights, Lord, if our lights are not shining or if we're not in line, Lord. But as I pray, God, for you to get us in order and get us prepped for the day, Lord, I thank you for getting us in order, and I thank you for getting us ready and prepped for the day. And the day that we have ahead of us, Lord, is that we need to pray for the nation. And so your word, I ended it too shortly, God, but if your word tells us that if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sins and I'll heal their land. God, that's what your word has called for us to do, to take time to find ourselves in prayer. Oh, God, because prayer changes things and we can't just pray amiss, Lord, but we're asking for your will to be done in our lives and your will to be done in the life of this nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, it appears that we as a nation have fallen to the wayside. Lord, we got wickedness in high places and foolishness is abounding everywhere. But I want to say thank you, Lord, today that even though it may look like, Lord, that the world is out of control, I'm glad that I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. Meaning, God, that I belong to you. And since I belong to you, I'm going to put my trust in you, and then I'm going to pray for the wickedness. I'm going to pray for the rulers. I'm going to pray for those in high places, oh God, that you would save them and sanctify them and fill them with the gift of your Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray for America. America has fallen to the wayside, but God, you still have a remnant of people here that are willing to pray. You still have a remnant of people here that are willing to fast. You still have a remnant of people here that are willing to put their trust in you. I pray for America today. And not only do I pray for America, but I pray for the president, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, help him to, oh God, to look after godly counsel, Lord, instead of the counsel that he's looking at right now and listening to right now, Lord. Help us as a people not to be hypocritical. I'm talking about the people, the body of believers, those that proclaim that they believe in Jesus, that they believe that Christ came to die on a cross for our sins. We're not reflecting the message of holiness. We're hypocritical, Lord. We make one sin bigger than the other sin, and we're okay, and we compromise with one sin and not willing to compromise with the other. But, Lord, I bind the spirit of compromise right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm talking about in your people, God, because you said it's holiness or hell in the mighty name of Jesus, and we can't proclaim holiness of hell if we're on our way to hell ourselves. But help us, oh God, today to spread the love of Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus, to let the world know that he still loves them, and in spite of their sins, and in spite of their faults, that they can confess their sins, and he'll be faithful and just to forgive them of their sins and to cleanse them of all unrighteousness, like he did with us, oh God. Thank you for forgiving us, oh God. Thank you for turning our lives around. Thank you for yet another chance, oh God. And so I pray for America that you would give us another chance in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't turn your back on us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, for we have sinned and we have turned our backs on you as a nation. But God, we pray as we turn from our wicked ways, we ask for forgiveness, oh God. Heal our land, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us of our trespasses, Lord, and show us the error of our ways. And touch us as a nation. Heal our wounds, oh God. We have such disparity between the wealthy and the poor. Oh God, there's still no peace, God, between people of other colors and skins and nationalities, Lord. We still have that same foolishness, Lord. We're not one in the body, God. Even in the body of believers, we're not willing to be one. Oh God, destroy the works of the devil, Lord, this day, that is raging in our nation and a raging amongst God's people. Help us, oh Lord, today to get back to prayer. Because as we get back to prayer, Lord, you can begin to do the work that you have proclaimed that you would do in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Heal our land, God, as we pray. Heal our land as we turn from our wicked ways. Heal our land. I pray for the president. I pray for godly counsel to surround him. Lord, I pray for Congress, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, Lord. Save in all of those locations. I pray for governors. Save in the governor's house. I pray for mayors, save in the mayor's house. I pray for counties, Lord, save in the county offices, Lord. Lord, I pray for those in authority everywhere. I pray for the policemen, God, save amongst our police officers, Lord. Uproot those that do evil, that give the police officers a bad name, God, in general, Lord. I pray that you will save our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My people, which have been called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray. Seek my face. Turn from their wicked ways. You've given us the charge, Lord. You've given us the direction. Help us to heed it, God, so that you'll get the glory out of our lives. And so we pray your blessings on this day, that you would have your way, God. Help us to be agents of change. Help us to be vessels of honor. Lord, that you might receive the glory out of our lives. Touch us right now. Let your glory be revealed in us. And have your way in us and be pleased with us on this day. And Father, we'll be careful to give you all the glory, and all the honor, and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.